Well, I took in my first visit to Clemson, South Carolina. What a peaceful, picturesque part of the South. If you've never been, please go. A great campus. What an athletics footprint. Gleaming new sports facilities dominate one part of campus, from a new lacrosse and gymnastics center and soccer facility to a new wellness center being developed. And of course, there is the well-known, very impressive football complex, an incredibly powerful athletics footprint. And on Tuesday morning, I spoke to Professor Amanda Cooper-Fines, two sports marketing strategy classes, one at 8, one at 9:30. These are undergrads largely focused on marketing. We covered a lot of ground, from the challenges in college sports to media fragmentation to the growth of women's sports to athletes as trendsetters and upcoming global sports events. And the students came prepared, had great questions to me about the state of legalized sports betting, the shifts in team ownership and the impact of owning multiple teams, the future of Middle East investment in sports, and what Saudi Arabia will target next. A very positive, great experience at Clemson. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, March 13th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcor. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. As the Players' Championship begins this week, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan met with the media on Tuesday, said negotiations with the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund are accelerating, but acknowledged that negotiations are complicated and will take time. But at the end, he sees this to be a positive outcome. So still seems that talks are moving forward, as I thought, but Monahan didn't answer specifics about the future of team golf or whether or not players who left for LIV Golf would be welcomed back to the tour. But this conversation, I'm sure, is the topic down at the Players. Meanwhile, staying with news on Saudi Arabia, the kingdom is looking to be an active player in tennis, with a reported $1 billion offer to merge the men's and women's tour. Now, the deal apparently has 90 days to be acted upon, and as part of any agreement, a Masters 1000 tournament, the highest outside of the Grand Slams, would be played in the first week of the season in Saudi Arabia. Now, remember, that concept has been strongly opposed by the leaders of the Australian Open, who have always seen their event as kicking off the tennis season and being first on the calendar. So this bears watching, but we know that the Saudis were very interested in tennis, and here is their play. We talk a lot about expansion on the Buzzcast, and now we have a new player interested in the National Hockey League, Alpharetta Sports and Entertainment, which is a group seeking to build an arena and a mixed-use development in Alpharetta, Georgia, has formally submitted interest in an NHL expansion team. Now, this is the second group that wants to bring the league back to Georgia. And this group is led by former NHL player Anson Carter. So he is the public face of the group, but they also have backing from Texas Rangers President of Business Operations and Chief Operating Officer Neil Liebman. So Anson Carter says he has been in contact with Commissioner Gary Bettman since 2019 about bringing a team to this site in Fulton County. Now, the North Point Alpharetta proposal is one of two separate efforts to build an arena and bring the NHL to the suburbs north of Atlanta. Remember, the NHL was in Atlanta. The Thrashers were there for years, but they relocated to Winnipeg in 2011. So more interest in bringing the NHL back to Georgia, but they're not alone. Remember, the Jazz and Real Salt Lake owner Ryan Smith has expressed interest in bringing the NHL to Salt Lake City. Other markets interested, Houston, Quebec City, and a report indicated that Kroenke Sports and Entertainment hopes to bring an NHL team to its proposed new arena development in San Diego. So Commissioner Gary Bettman and owners have a number of choices in front of them about possible expansion. Let's shift to college sports. Nick Saban went to Capitol Hill on Tuesday and spoke at a Senate roundtable on the future of college sports and on his retirement from Alabama. Here is the comment that stood out to me and should be a clear reminder of what's going on in college sports today. Saban said, quote, "It's whoever wants to pay the most money, raise the most money, buy the most players that's going to have the best opportunity to win. I don't think that's the spirit of college athletics," end quote. So those are strong comments from Saban in front of legislative leaders. But will they be enough to drive any action from Congress? That remains doubtful for this congressional session. But bottom line, congressional leaders are listening. Staying with college sports, average attendance across all of college football posted its highest gain since 2017. Yes, it was only a gain of 27 fans on average. That's according to Dennis Dodd of CBSSports.com, but that is a gain. So average attendance was up from 41,840 to 41,867, and the University of Houston, following its move to the Big 12, had the nation's largest attendance increase by percentage. Another big bump was the University of Colorado. Their attendance was up more than 30% from 2022, and we all know what Deion Sanders did for that school. So the bottom line is, average attendance for college football saw a slight increase, and anytime you see an increase in attendance, you will take it. And speaking of increases, and speaking of Colorado, let's stay with Colorado because I'm not sure how many of you saw this, but the University of Colorado is reporting a record number of applicants for the fall 2024 semester and a 50% increase in Black applicants, both of which may be partly due to the impact of Deion Sanders as football coach. The school has processed a record 67,000 applications for first-year students. That's up nearly 20% from last year, and that number will continue to grow as the admissions office is still processing applications. Other interesting figures, the applicants are more diverse, and they are from out of state. Only 13,000 of the 51,000 applications came from the state of Colorado. So you're seeing a couple of other interesting data points on the impact of Deion Sanders at Colorado. All the attention, all the exposure that the program received has definitely led to more young people applying to the University of Colorado, more diverse young people, and more young people from outside the state of Colorado. And finally, let's end with this. Yesterday at Clemson, I was asked a number of good questions about the future and the viability of youth sports. And here are some new data points to showcase some trends. Everyone thinks that baseball is dying, right? Well, no. Baseball participation is north of 16 million in the United States. That is the highest officially recorded level for baseball since they began tracking these numbers in 2008. This is from the Sports and Fitness Industry Association report. Also, data shows softball participation grew 6% year over year. And combined, baseball and softball saw a larger percentage increase of participation than either basketball or football. So those sports seeing good participation trends. A few other interesting details. Flag football for girls is now a varsity sport in a lot of high schools, and the estimate is that in 10 years, more than 40 states will have flag football as a varsity sport for girls. And the fastest growing women's sport in high school? This is a bit of a surprise. It's women's wrestling. This is attributed to the sport's accessibility to all girls. So women's wrestling seeing big growth in high school. So some interesting data points on sports participation from the Sport and Fitness Industry Association. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.